Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a new subject today, and the subject is a Bible principle. Throughout the whole Bible, you will find this principle being used. It's calling things into reality that weren't there, or calling those things that be not as though they were. This is part one from a 19-part series, and the first topic is topic number one, called the introduction. We can see this principle being used right from the very beginning by God in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And reading from verse 1, it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, that is the Holy Spirit, was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said," in verse 3, "Let there be light, and there was light." Here we see the principle being used by God. He called into reality the things that weren't there at that point in time. He saw darkness, but he didn't confess darkness. He confessed what he wanted. He spoke those things that he wanted into reality. He said, "Light be," and then light became. When God created mankind, he put this same ability inside the man. And then he said to man, "I give you dominion over the earth and everything in the earth." Man was to use this system of calling things that be not as though they were to have dominion over the earth. That system is put into the heart of every human being. Most people use this system the wrong way. They actually call for those things that they don't really want. This Bible principle of calling things that be not as though they already were or are will be continually used in your Christian walk in life. It's used for calling into manifestation or to reality the promises of God. It's used for your prayer life and praying for healing. It's used for removing problems or mountains out of your life. It's used for calling things into the earth that is God's plans. The principle is very simple. You speak and declare what you want and not what you have. People also ask why God is not moving in their lives, expecting God to do everything for them. God has already done everything. He is waiting for us to follow the Bible principles to receive the promises that already belong to us. God used the principle to create the heavens and the earth in Genesis chapter 1 of calling for those things that he wanted. Jesus used this, and so did the apostles in their ministries. Everything that we receive from God comes through the principle, by faith, by words spoken. They are seeds and they go through a process of seed, time and harvest. And those promises eventually come through us declaring what we want or declaring the word of God. The principle first used in Genesis, when God said light be and light was, he called for what he wanted and not what he had. In other words, he had darkness, but he didn't call for darkness. The Bible says through faith the worlds were framed by the word of God, and faith was the substance within those words, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. We all use the principle today in our lives in reverse. That is the words of fear and not words of faith. There is no other system, for you will have what you say if you believe and not doubt it. And this is according to Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24. How many times have you confessed something until it becomes real or a manifestation? The Bible principle, call that for those things that be not as though they were until they are, or call for those things that don't exist yet as though they already existed in the natural. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. For a lot of people, it may be difficult to call for those things that aren't or don't exist at this point in time. They may say, "Well, if I call for something that's opposite to what I have, well, then I'm lying." No, when you confess God's word over a situation, you may have a fact of, say, sickness. The doctor says you're sick. He's given you a report. Okay, that report is a fact, but it's not the total truth. If you're a Christian, the Bible says, by his stripes you are healed. So you actually start to confess what you want, the promise of healing in 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes I'm healed. You start to confess what the word of God says, and that's the absolute truth. In time, as you keep on confessing, by his stripes I'm healed, the truth of God's word will change the fact from the sickness to the truth. This is where a lot of people have a trouble trying to understand the principle, but they say, if I'm sick, I should say that I'm sick. If But if I say I'm healed, I'm lying. No, when you say God's word over a situation, you're confessing what you want and not what you have, and you're confessing the absolute truth. And in time, the absolute truth, God's word, will change the fact to become the truth. It will change the sickness to become healed. I hope this introduction has given you some idea of how important this subject is also. The next topic coming will be topic number 2, the Bible principle from the Word of God. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me today. Please stay with me throughout this whole subject. It's an important one and it needs to be explained correctly to you so you can operate in it. Thank you for being with me today and God bless.